all of the work that we're doing is future-proof, and if we look at sea level rises and if we look at rainfall patterns over maybe a 40-50-year period, and we're conscious of that because the rate of change over the last century would have been fairly stable, but the rate of change in the previous 20-30 years has been like a rocket. So we know that we have to future-proof, and this is where the difficulty arises for communities. You know, we have to protect the houses, property, first and foremost, life. And that does involve significant infrastructural development on the banks of our rivers, inside in the hearts of our towns. And while some people mightn't like it, the reality is we have to do it in order to protect these places for the future so that we can sustain communities into the future. Because in the absence of the engineered solutions that we're talking about, a lot of these places won't have a future. And that is the reality.